Good evening, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and as ever, I just love being here sharing this time with you. This is the time when we touch one another, where we bring some ideas together, where we chat, and most of all, where I really am dedicated to bring some things into your life that you can really use, that you can really apply to yourself. And this hour, when this hour is over, you can walk away with a real tool to use for your own advancement. It's interesting how topics come to me. How do I talk about a topic? Well, I was just recently watching a show on National Geographic, and they were talking about prophecy. And they were talking about the Mayan calendar, you know, the usual things, Notre Dame, I Ching, mother symptoms, you know, all of the things that they talk about and discuss their prophecies and, you know, what seems to be accurate and what doesn't. And it's why I've come to you tonight with this topic, because here's something that I think you can really use about prophecy. And this is something that I think very few of us really understand, that when you are truly inside of your body, you have access to the past, present, and the future. And I want to say that over again because it is a shocking sentence, but it's true. When you are inside of your body, you have access to the past, present, and future. Now, well, it's easy to say, well, my goodness, I'm always in my body. The fact of the matter is, you're not completely inside of your body. Most people aren't. Most people, their presence resides a little bit of outside of the body. And we'll do a little test so you understand what I mean. It's a self-preservation mechanism to do this, because if you're really inside of your body completely and totally, many times you feel pain. You feel the stress of the day. We carry around a tremendous amount of stress in this world. All you've got to do is drive one of our beltways, get involved in some impossible customer service situation, trying to get service from some corporation. Stress of the job, stress at home. So just from the point of view of stress, the body collects a lot of this without releasing it. And so once you start to relax and you really get into the body, you start to feel it. And it's the thing that keeps you from integrating fully into the body. Now, what are some of the advantages to bypass that pain and to really get fully and completely inside of the body? Well, one of the things that I think is very important is it enables you to release the feelings that the human mind has created. Let's talk about that a little. You know, we have emotions and feelings sometimes that we really don't want to carry around. Things trigger us. You know what I mean. You might have somebody in the family who just knows how to push your buttons and you react, or some relative or some coworker, just from the point of view of human relations, you'd rather not have a feeling of anger at the moment or impatience. You know that you would rather lead a balanced life. And so these are some of the ways that you can access the present. Accessing the future, for instance, really getting inside of your body and relaxing and becoming comfortable with it, you can start to access the future. What should you be doing? Should you take this job? Where do you need to go to find that little connection that will give you the answer to something that you want for your future? Now, how would you access the past? Getting inside of your body and really examining a place where you might have a very sharp pain. If you relax, and the next thing we're going to do is really show you how to get inside of the body, but you might feel a pain, and if you go inside the body and you explore that pain, you might find an emotion tied into it. Could be fear, could even be hatred. But underneath the pain, many times, there is an emotion, and that emotion is what is triggering that pain in the body, and many times it comes from the past, a past life. A past life that is bleeding an emotion into the current life that you have to clear. And in the past, all you've got to do is know a little bit about history, be interested in history, and you can see how humanity, lifetime after lifetime, generation after generation, has seen nothing but war and hatred and suffering and all kinds of really painful things in their life, situations that were extraordinarily difficult to handle. And so if they're not cleared before one passes over into the next life, that transition that we call death, then it stays stuck. It comes back into the energy body that we call the subtle bodies, and it's the emotional body right next to the physical body. And that's why that emotion shows up under a level of pain. And so in that situation, you face the emotion, you acknowledge it, and many times you'll actually see the past lifetime that is causing it, and it needs to be cleared. So, before we get into some of those tools, let's talk about how one gets into the body and how you really know that you're in the body. To be inside the body, one of the things that you have to do is to relax completely. And in our fast-paced life today, sometimes that's very hard to do, to relax. And so, how does one relax completely? Well, the most striking tool to relax completely is the breath. You don't even need to buy any kind of equipment. You need to breathe. But to breathe in a special way. So let's talk about the breath. There is what is called whole body breathing. And, well, we know that we breathe through the nose and the mouth and brings in oxygen into the body. But I'm talking here about energy breathing. And we know that energy does come in with the breath, and as you breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth, however you're accustomed to doing it, that brings energy into the body. But their kind of energy that I'm talking about is energy that we can use when we are inside the body working with the past, present, and future, and so we have to accumulate that energy. We have to accumulate. We have to fill up a reservoir of energy that the body is going to use for exploring the past, present, and future. So let's talk about that, because I really think this is a very interesting point. Now, if you have not been accustomed to doing whole body breathing, and I'm talking here about energy, you can do a little experiment and use one part of your body. So you could take a hand, for instance, take one of your hands, and as you breathe your normal, regular breathing, intend that you are also going to breathe energy into your hand, because it's easier when you take one body part and work with that. You could feel the energy build up. So sit back, relax. I want all of you to relax, because this is a marvelous journey, my friends. Before we get into that, I just want to mention that for those people who are new to the radio show, I am Carolyn Evers, and I've been working with this spiritual information for over 20 years. I have quite a few websites, carolynevers.com, Metatron Minutes. I do soul healing readings with Lord Metatron. We have a remarkable website that I have built with Dr. Richard Presser, and that is the 2012countdown.com. Do go there and look around. It is a marvelous site. So much great information. I would say that all of our websites have a great deal of information that is similar to the sort of thing that we're talking about here, tools to empower yourself. So let's get back to breathing into the hand. Just relax. Intend that you are going to breathe into your hand, that you're going to accumulate this energy into your hand. You actually don't have to make it happen. Just allow it to happen, because this is a normal thing that is available to the human being. It's just we don't use it. And so if you just sit there for a while, being relaxed, doing your regular breathing, but intending to breathe the energy into your hand, after a while you should start to feel the energy. You might feel a tingling. You might feel something accumulating in your hand that feels a little different. It's energy, my friends. It's energy through the breath, energy through the intention. And it is the intention and the ability to be able to relax that is working here. And so when you understand how something works, you can start to have faith in it, because you're feeling something that you know is true. Nobody's telling you this. You're actually feeling it. And when you feel the energy build up, you might try two hands together. You might get to the point where a little bit of practice, you then are willing to intend to do whole body breathing. In other words, just you're doing your regular breathing, but you intend to accumulate this energy that comes from the breath, and you are filling up your energy reservoir in your body. But what happens here is as you are doing this, you become deeper and deeper in a relaxed state. As you can imagine, this isn't the sort of thing that you're going to be doing when kids are doing homework and you've got 101 things on your mind. You do this in a moment when you really can devote some quiet time to this. It is a true journey with the soul, and it's good to be in a quiet place. Best that you do it in the same place, because if you have, say, a room that you can call your own, you can sit in a quiet place in the corner, maybe play some soothing music, listen to, well, maybe have incense or a candle or something. You train the body. The body becomes trained. Okay, this is my time. The body knows right away that it's the time that it's going to be relaxation time and very susceptible to your mental programming. And that's a secret there. The body becomes susceptible to your mental programming. And so the more you relax and the more that you intend to accumulate this energy in the body, you might even feel it. You're starting to relax and sink down into your body. You might even intend to feel your feet. If you can feel your feet in a very conscious way, you know you're fully present if you can do that in the relaxed state. And this is also the state where you don't want to start analyzing what you're doing, because once you get into that analytical state, you're on the other side of the brain. You're on the wrong side of the brain to be able to get to your past, present, and future. You've got to be on the spiritual side of the brain. And that comes through those who are familiar with working with intuition. It's like working with your intuition. You're on the spiritual side of your brain, and you can't question. You just accept. You just are. You are just you. That you who is observing all of this. You who are the watcher. You who hold the keys to your past, your present, and your future. And once you start thinking about this, you can feel the power of it. Matter of fact, when you start saying these things about you being the watcher and relaxing and sinking into your body, put your hand over your solar plexus and feel the power that you feel when you do this. The body doesn't lie. And so as you start to relax and sink down into the body, you're going to feel some pain somewhere. It could be just stress. It could be the pain from a past lifetime. Or it could be an emotion that you are holding that really is not a positive emotion. It's one of those emotions that's getting you into a lot of trouble in your present life with family or friends, or maybe you're not guarding the things that you say. Maybe you become angry too easy. Maybe you shoot back words to people that you wish you hadn't said. Your body knows what needs to be cleared, because there'll be a pain someplace, a discomfort. So just sink in. And when you start to feel something, just go there with your consciousness. Just sit with that. Relax, sit with that pain. And as you sit with that, you might feel an emotion. There could be an emotion under that pain. You might feel fear. You might feel anger. You might feel some sort of torment that you don't want to look at. But just keep breathing. Keep doing your whole body breathing. And just go with that emotion. Face it. Just watch it. Don't struggle with it. Observe. You, who are the watcher, observe the emotion. You may at this point be taken to the test. I just had a situation like this myself earlier today. I had a pain in my heart. And I've had this for some time that I have been struggling with, clearing it, coming back, clearing it. And today I was working with someone, and I faced that pain again. And what was behind it was fear. Fear of the dark. And it took me to a past lifetime where I had been a, you could see it and feel it and you knew it, a victim of sacrifice, where they rip out your heart. You know about it, you've read about it, you've heard about it. It was a very traumatic time, something where I had been connected to the past, and so I had to clear this because there was this dark energy that had been left there from this lifetime, or that lifetime, and it was coming up now for clearing. And at that particular moment, I had called in my high self to clear the energy. But I saw all those things surrounding that lifetime that was a part of that experience, how I tried to protect my family, my children, and I sacrificed myself. And it was coming up now that fear had to be cleared. And I knew after I did that, that there were other lifetimes attached to that that I haven't been able to clear yet, because we have things in the past that form a pattern. And when we have something very traumatic like that happen to us, you know, you've heard the phrase, so above, so below. And that was the beginning of a pattern where that has happened in other lifetimes. And I can tell because there is still some of that pain that is sitting there. I know I'm going to have to go back with that another day and revisit that, examine the emotion, and find the thread to the past again and clear some more lifetimes associated with that. But then I know a lot of my other lifetimes by doing some of this work, and I know what was behind it, and it's another thread to repair. So let's talk a little bit about the present. You have this pain. Might just be stress. And stress a lot of times will collect over the back of the neck. You know this yourself. You have so much stress that sometimes it doesn't even register. But it'll form around the back of the neck, the shoulders, the, if it gets really bad, the, it might radiate down most of your back. Stress is so extremely important to release. And so if you're very relaxed, start breathing into that area that is in pain. The more relaxed you are, the more this works. You know, if you talk to a chiropractor about stress, they'll tell you that carrying stress around in the body is like falling down a flight of steps. Stress affects so many systems in the body. And before it becomes involved in things like the hormonal system, I don't even need to start mentioning to you all the different systems that stress will become involved with. But it is. There are so many systems in the body that stress completely knocks out of balance. And so it's extremely important, as I see it, to remove the stress. So you start to remove it in the body. You relax. You observe. And you see, something that is happening here that people don't always consider is that the body communicates, the cells communicate with one another. And we know that because at this remarkable moment of conception, you might have starting out with a two cells coming together. And isn't it interesting that the cells divide and they know what's an arm, what is, they don't get heads mixed up with hearts. They don't get feet mixed up with legs or arms. The body knows how to direct all of this because it has an intelligence. And when you use your consciousness and you start going within your body, you start communicating with the cells. So you can reduce or eliminate the stress as it builds up in the body. And it's very important because of what's happening on the internal aspect of the body. And in this situation, you can start to converse with your body. I know that might sound strange if you're not doing it presently. But your body talks back to you, not in words like we hear on the radio right now, but it's an internal thing. Your body might even communicate to you what you're doing to it that makes it so difficult for the body to support you. And in this state, let your body know that you love it. That is such a small thing to do. It might even seem like it's silly. But how many times do you think thoughts where the body might feel that it's not loved? You might say, you hate the way you look. You're too fat. You're too skinny. You're unlovable. The body hears this and it reacts. That's why relaxing like this, going within the body and clearing out the stress, clearing out the pain, see if it's from the present or the past. Some of the pain is from the present, where, like I said, you have made statements that weren't in the best interest of someone else or yourself. And it is at this point that you can intend and change your behavior, modify your behavior to give that signal. If you say things too quickly that are harmful to someone else, this is where you program it. You'll find it in your body. Your body will tell you, because it's going to register somewhere in your body some discomfort, and you'll find it. If you go through a little bit of this every day and clearing it, your body will tell you. It makes living so completely different. So, my friends, we've been discussing this for a half an hour. Give me a call. Tell me what your success might be tonight or your failure. Maybe you're even having a problem relaxing in this fast-paced world with a lot of tension involved. It gets difficult after a while to relax. So call me. Tell me where you are at the moment. What is happening with you? Have you been successful with this? Have you breathed into your hand and felt energy accumulating, or do you know how to do whole body breathing? And once you're inside the body and really relaxed, what happened? Now, there's another aspect of this, something else to do, and that is to bring in light. And this is a tool that you use in this relaxed state. You look at the solar plexus. And now you're inside of the body. You know that you're there. And you intend to bring in light. You don't have to understand how it works. Just intend. And breathe into the solar plexus. And intend that you bring up the light. And as you do this, imagine a fountain of white light. And the fountain gets larger and larger as you breathe, inhale into the solar plexus, exhale any tension that you feel, and every time you breathe into the solar plexus, imagine this light ball that is turning into this fountain becoming larger and larger. And as this happens, you're becoming more relaxed even. You're allowing yourself to be relaxed. And you breathe, and as you breathe, the light is getting larger and larger. And we are intending that the light will become so large that we can step into it. This is an enormous fountain of white light. And see yourself standing inside that fountain of white light. And white light is all around you. And it is from this point that you can direct the white light. You can direct the light for healing. The light heals. This is God's light. This is your connection to God. You are connected to God energetically through the solar plexus, where you can bring in God's energy into your body. Now, you love through the heart chakra. This is a little different, or the heart center. This is a little different. You're bringing in energy, healing energy of God to work in the body. And so now your light should be large enough, your field of light should be large enough that you can step into it. And as you imagine this, the light is all around you on the outside, but it is also inside. You are inside that moment now. Past, present, and future is available to you. But let's use this now for the healing of the body. And you direct this light to different parts of the body. And a good place to start is to see or imagine into it your heart beating. And this white light is moving into the heart. And it is going into the veins. The blood circulation. This is truly healing white light. And you see it going through your body, in the blood, in the veins, in the arteries. It is white light. It will heal. All you need to do is intend and understand this is the way that you can use God's energy and heal your body. Send it through the whole body. See it move through the whole body. You can direct it anywhere that you wish to direct it. You can start now with the internal organs. See each organ that this as the blood moves through the organs with this white light in it. See it healing the body. See it restoring the different organs. See it going through the brain, the face. Maybe you would like to look younger. See the white light, allowing the years fall away from your face. Laugh at the age marks as they drop away. You're only bound by your belief, you know. If you believe it and you work with this light, it is so. It's thus only important to be relaxed. Direct it where you wish. You might have a special trouble spot. Send the white light there, inside the body. See it healing. You're using God's energy of light, and it is healing. Give us a call here at BBS Radio. Tell me how you are succeeding with this. If you are not, let's talk about it. You need no tools to do this, my friend. Deep breathing, relaxation, getting into the body. And at that moment, we are in a place where we have access to the past, to the present, and to the future. So we talked about how you use the light for healing. Do this every night if you can. Play some music. If you're working with a particular area in the body that you wish to heal, give that area some extra time with the white light. Know this is God's gift to you to heal the body and work with it. We've talked about clearing past lifetimes by recognizing the pain, seeing the emotion under it. When you really become proficient with these things, seeing the past, seeing the present, you might have a desire to move into the future. Why does all of this work? First of all, it works because you believe it does. And one of the aspects of the soul is to create. When God created our souls, God implanted something special in that soul. And one of the there's a lot of abilities actually, but we're going to talk about one, and that is to create. We create every day. Maybe we don't think about it, but we make plans to go on vacation. Is that not creating? Sort of like on a mundane scale, our everyday living. But nevertheless, we're creating. We're making a plan. We're seeing it in the future. You know, you decide where you're going to go on vacation and maybe the hotel you're staying at and the different things you're going to be doing, even if it's just going to the beach and decide to stay there at the beach. You're making a plan. And then it's sort of, we don't think about this, but it really does. Our thoughts form in the etheric. And the more that we can become powerful with our thoughts, with our planning, the faster they come to fruition. It's one way that we can send our desires into the future. And if they're strong enough and persistent enough and we believe in it and we use love to see that this comes to pass. You know, love for the family that we might be taking on vacation, or maybe you don't have money to go on vacation, but you want to find a way to come to materialize the money. You plan the details and you plan it with love, and you make alive every possible aspect of that plan, that vacation. The money will come. You might not know where the money is right now, but it'll come. We have the ability to create. And creating a vacation might be something that's not necessarily a great spiritual aspiration, but it is in a sense, because you've got an opportunity to express your love for your family, to make something available to them. So in that aspect, it is. But we also have the ability to create the big dreams. Maybe a house, a profession, a future for your family. Or it might even go higher than that. You might even want to understand and know what your mission is. What in the world did you come here to do? Am I doing it? I'm not quite happy yet. So maybe I'm not following my mission. And you envision precisely what you want. Every little detail. You know, I've heard some people, and maybe you've heard it too, where they make a collage of pictures that illustrate what they want at some future date. If it's a house, they make a collage and cut out of a magazine a house that they really want. You might be looking for a mate. So you might cut out the picture of a house and a picture of a man or a woman, or a school if you want to be educated in a certain field, and put in that collage everything that you think of, that you really want to create in your future. And of course, you know, most of these are things that pleasure you. And there's nothing wrong with that. But plan it. And you put all of this on a collage, and then when you are in this state that I'm talking about inside of your body, see those pictures. You see, the collage is something that is of great importance because it helps reinforce this picture that you have in your mind, so that when you sit with yourself and you create, as I'm suggesting that you create in these quiet moments, getting inside of your body, pursuing the future, that collage that you made helps to reinforce precisely what you want. So every item has definition. You have these elements in this picture that maybe you have on the wall that when you sit here with your mind at work, your mind is creating. It is creating particles of energy that come together and they fall down in like a slot and collect and attract those forces that will come and put clothing to your thoughts. It materializes what you want. But one of the most important things in this picture is an emotion. You know, we've been talking all through three quarters of this hour on the role that emotion plays. Emotion is the trigger that determines what's going to happen in your life. And it is the emotion and your body, being inside of your body, working with the emotion that brings the things that you want to pass. But the body doesn't know how to attract, the soul doesn't know how to attract these things in your life unless you make it obvious to them. And the only way that you make it obvious is to have a very concentrated thought form. That's what you're working with here, my friends, a thought form. Your thought is painting a picture, and your emotion is putting it into place. We have a caller. I'm not sure if we have a caller on the line. It sounds like it, that they're trying to.
Yep, I'm here.
I'm glad you're here. And your
Hi.
Name?
Everett.
Hi, Everett.
Yeah, I've called in before. It was a chap that was asking you how to train my auras a little bit better so I can see them. But listening to your talk tonight, I do like how you can call in the white light to go throughout your body. That's nice. I'm going to keep on practicing that. And your last statements were about how people put a collage together.
Yeah.
Well, believe it or not, a lot of multi-level marketing people or feel-good situations, they kind of do the same thing. They put this collage together. These are the dreams you want. This is how you're going to get it. So concentrate on the dreams. And even in church, they turn around and say that faith is seeing things not yet here, but believing in that they will become. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, truth comes under many packaging. You know, truth is truth, and it can be packaged by many people in different ways. But
exactly.
Yeah, we are creating with the mind.
Yep, so I'm going to keep on doing what you're saying right now, is to put it into existence by imagining it with my emotional body and putting
it
into the physical.
That's very important. The emotion is like the trigger. And we fill up. Here's how I like to think of it, Everett, is when we envision a picture, it forms little particles. They're like building blocks. And the stronger you are with what you are envisioning, the more particles you bring to, I like to think of it, the playground of the mind. And it is, yeah, it's like the playground of the mind. And then it is that emotion. And understand, the best emotion is joy. In other words, I'm just using this picture of a house. If it was a house that you wanted, and you're creating it, you're at this playground of the mind, you're moving in the kind of furniture you want, everything that you want. And then it is the joy of your creation. You see, that's the trigger. If you do your collage and you're kind of ambivalent about what you're doing and you're not all that excited about it, it's not going to come to pass. It is.
Yeah, believe it or not, for your teaching, for me to teach, you had a guest on your show maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I've been going to work all the time, so I've been missing a chance to call in, so thanking you and the other lady. Even that principle can be put towards people if they want to see auras or whatnot, is that you're thinking it, you're looking at it, and then when they taught me how to look at a candle, I actually seen more light coming from that candle, and then now I can see it more on my hands, and I see the colors a lot clearer.
Well, we're really talking about focus. The candle is a tool for focus.
Yep.
And there's one way that you can focus with a candle that I like a lot, and that is you look at the candle, you see it lit, and then you close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And you open them, and you look at the candle again, and you close your eyes until you can see that candle with your eyes closed.
Yep.
And, again, you're taking yourself into another dimension, this dimension that we're talking about with the mind. It's so beautiful. I just love it, Everett. There's what we can create with our mind and with our emotion and with our body is so fantastic.
Yeah, there is no limits. It's how you put limits on yourself.
You know, a friend of mine who is a healer, she wanted to understand the mechanics of how healing is done. And God suggested to her to go to the Bible and all of, to see what was in common with all of the different miracles that Christ performed. And
mm-hmm.
If you realize that and you just think about it, faith, you know, Yeshua constantly talked about faith. And it's such a simple thing, and it's what we're talking about here. It's the belief, the faith in what you're doing, just that you know that you can accomplish anything you want.
Yeah. It's definitely about spirit, though.
Yes. I like that little book that they write for children about the little train going up that very steep hill who kept saying, I know I can.
The little train that could?
Right, that's the one.
Yeah,
I know I can.
It's a good one.
Yeah, don't forget it. So, Everett, why did you want to see ours? Just because you
because
wanted
I can
to
always see a light around my hands, but I couldn't, mm-hmm. like, it wasn't strong enough. Like, it's like when you move your hand, you get to see multiple copies. And
yes.
I'm going, well, what's all this stuff? And I'm sitting, I'm looking, but all I could see was a very dull, royal blue color, but there was a clear color between the blue and the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured, well, I figured I'd ask him. I said, that's your aura. And so I figured I ask you ladies how to see it a little bit better. Now I can see from the skin there's a little bit of pink, but it goes to a blue-green, and there's arcs of, looks like yellow, but as the arcs go up to the outside of it,
mm-hmm.
it kind of shimmers. Well, I've seen it only a couple times that intense, where it's kind of like looking at a cloud, and you
mm-hmm.
see the edges of the cloud where the sun's peeking around, it goes that bright.
Everett, I've got to go off the show soon, and I want to ask you something real fast. Have you considered
sure.
the fact that maybe you are a healer and you should be using that as
well,
a healer?
Well, I'm a health care aide.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a health care aide, and, I like healing, so.
I think what you're really seeing, you're seeing aura, yes, but you're also seeing your healing ability.
Oh, okay.
And I'd like
That's
to
nice.
Talk to you. I'd like to talk to you next week, but what I think your soul is doing is prompting you to use your healing through the method of your hands. And since we've got to go off the air, do call
yep.
me next week and let's talk about that.
Okay, I will. I do thank you, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling, dear.
Many blessings. Bye.
And to you, too. Goodbye.